Greetings and God bless you. We are the generals and the boss prophets, Dr. Apostles April
and Andrew, and we are here with your weekly word of supernatural empowerment.
We decree that by the power of God, that what you are about to hear will shift you into your new season. Let's listen in closely as the word is already in progress.
Why I tell people it is so foolish, it is actually stupid to be lazy on your job. Those around you, you won't have any peace. That's why I, to my future leaders, let me make this a teaching moment. Stop getting so sad every time somebody brings you a sad situation because you don't know the full story. I'm not so quick to become beguiled because somebody's coming to me saying, who, Apostle, pray for me, because the people in my job, they just talk about me and they just blame stuff on me. What am I supposed to do? Go into the heavens and say, in the name of Jesus, I call for fire, God. Touch everybody on that job. I curse them with a curse. How stupid of that would I be?
That's right.
You got to take the time to talk to these people. Ask discovery questions. So the first thing that me and General Smith do, we say, why would your coworkers, out of all the people on the floor, want to target you and only you? It gets quiet. Well, I don't know why, you know, because I just love the Lord and I try and tell people about God. I said, okay, let's put a pin in that. Let's talk about your work ethic. Are you on time every day for work? Do you complete your assignments on time? Does the supervisor have to remind you over and over to complete a project? Are you a team player? Do you bring morale? Do you up boost the energy? Or do you bring down the morale? Please explain the relationship with your coworkers. Oh, it gets real then. It gets real then because then they realize that it's more to this thing than what you realize. Because you thought everybody was against you, but they don't tell you the whole story on how they were the hypocrite on the job. They were the first one to sneer in their nose and talk about somebody who had something happen in their family. And instead of bringing forth prayer and encouragement, they brought forth condemnation. Oh, they forgot to tell you that they're late for work every day and have now been working on their second warning, going on their third warning, which is suspension. Oh, they forgot to tell you that the manager has to remind him over and over and over again to complete a project. That does have a weight in the morale and the energy of how people will treat you and also respect you. Because if you're lazy on your job, if you're not a person of a good work ethic on your job, your coworkers will come to resent you. Why? Because they are usually the ones that have to carry your workload and listen to your complaining and your constant whining. And bosses will take notice of that. And you think they're going to reward your disbehavior with a raise? But yet as soon as it doesn't go your way, you're quick to say, I don't know, God, what's going on. I don't know what I'm doing wrong. God is calling into alignment. He said, you want to be a champion. You want a promotion. You want a Boaz. You want a Ruth. You want a salary increase. He said, it starts with your behavior. It starts with tackling things in your character. It starts with renewing your mind with a new thought, a new mindset of learning the secrets of a champion. Your attitude is contagious. Negativity and naysayers, they poison a progressing, pleasant atmosphere. You all know that.
That's real.
Negative, that's why I tell people I guard my atmosphere. I may love you, but I may never invite you to my house.
That's right.
I'll go out to eat with you. Sure, I'll meet you somewhere at a nice little coffee, tea shop, not a problem. You can infect that atmosphere if you want, but you're not coming in my house bringing your negativity and those downward spirits and those naysayers. You're not poisoning what me and General Andrew have fasted and prayed for. We fasted and we prayed to have angels literally walk back and forth in our home. The Lord has shown me angels on the outside of my window. The Lord has shown me in my home. Why? Because I'm like Joshua. In my house, we should serve the Lord. But then I invite you and you change and shift the whole atmosphere in my house. I love you, but you will not get an invite.
Amen.
Same on the job. Enthusiastic workers release energy and birth success and excellence throughout the business place. I have a spiritual daughter. She even gave me a picture, screenshot it. I can give you the proof. She sent me a picture. She said, I felt there was a spirit of depression on my work floor in my department. So you know what I did, General April? I went ahead and decorated everybody in my department's cubicle with Christmas decorations. She put up garners and she put up wallpaper that, you know, looked like, I think, snowman and snowflakes, and she put up some lights. She said immediately more people saw my effort. It was contagious, and therefore more people went out and bought additional decorations. They brought little miniature trees, and they began to actually spread throughout the other floor, and they heard what was going on in her department, and now everybody on the whole floor has decorations up. She said immediately the spirit of depression left. She said even a coworker came to her and said, I thank you for what you doing, because this is actually the season that I lost my mother, and I was a little bit sad, but because of what you've done in the workplace, I feel peace. I feel at joy. Let me tell you something, people of God, that your attitude is contagious, but what do you want people to become attracted to? What do you want to contaminate people with, negativity or joy? What do you want people to speak of? Just like when Boaz asked about Ruth, they spoke about Ruth's hard work. What do you want people to say about you? Oh, she's wonderful. She's energetic. Oh, he's great. He's a positive enforcer. Or do you want people to speak of you and say, ooh, my goodness, where can I start? Always got something to say negative. Always finding fault. Never on time. We even call her behind the back late Miss Prissy because she waltzes in here 15 minutes late. What do you want people to say about your character?
My, Lord. My.
But yet you want people, you want to be recognized as a champion. Let me tell you something. A champion is made, but it also takes the enforcement, and it also takes the people to witness your efforts. That's why we say be careful of those that self-entitle themselves, because if you just slap, I'm a champion on your chest, who can really vouch for you? Ruth had people vouching for her. Who can vouch for you? Who can talk about you? Let your fruit be known. The Bible says you know them by their fruit. You may want to self-proclaim yourself as a champion, but your fruit might be that of a divider, might be that of someone who's lazy, might be that of a complainer, might be that of somebody who's a whore, might be that of somebody who is definitely lazy concerning the movement of what God wants you to do. Nasty, not clean. What do you want to be known as? You better learn the secrets of a champion. I know this is heavy. I know it's hitting you. For some of you, it's definitely hitting you because God has been awakening you, a soft tug. This isn't the first one. God's been talking to you about changing some of your ways, changing your thoughts, changing your language, being better on your job. Some of you all, this is what I tell people. You got to definitely know and be in the spirit, because some people that come to you who've lost their jobs and you want to be the first one to say, oh, I'm so sorry you lost your job. Huh, here's $100, blah, blah. You better pump the brakes on that. Go into the spirit, because sometimes God would allow jobs to dismiss you because you weren't appreciative of the open door God gave you at that job.
That's right.
Amen. There are many people who wish they could have a job. They will be on time. They will be good workers. But you take it for granted. So God said, well, I'm going to move you out the way and bring some other people who really are serious about doing what God is, what I want them to do. Be in the spirit. Learn how to minister to them correctly. That's why people love us. That's why people run to KCI. That's why people love talking to General Andrew and myself, because of the simple reason when we talk to them, we don't patty cake them. We get to the root cause.
Amen.
We ask them, you're not going to just tell me you homeless and then expect me to give you $1,000. It don't work like that.
Amen.
We start inquiring. Are you the only child? No, I got four other siblings. Do you have any aunts or uncles? I got one aunt, one uncle. So you mean to tell me, out of an aunt, an uncle, and three other siblings, nobody thinks you're worthy enough to house you? Why?
Come on now.
As my mentor taught me, you would never want a gracious person to be out of your presence. A person that shows gratitude is somebody that you definitely want to have around. So you mean to tell me if you were this Miss Perfect and everybody's hating on you and nobody wants to let you in their house, it's because they just hate you because you're so lovable? I don't buy it. See, people got to be careful of the seeds that they sow. That's why you got to treat people with respect. You just never know how you're going to need them and need some type of comfort, whether it's residence or finances or resources. Because if you've been a person that tucked their nose up at people, if you've been a person that always brought forth condemnation, not conviction, condemnation, if you're the one that's sowing discord, when you have been dealt a lower hand and you need a helping hand from up above, everybody's going to remember how you sowed those seeds of discord. How you weren't a champion, but you were actually somebody that came against what they were trying to achieve in their life.
My.
But if you were a person that was kind to your siblings, invested in your siblings, invested in your aunts and uncles, you had a kind word every time that they talked to you. You told the truth, but you did it with love. They knew that you loved them. You mean to tell me when you fall on bad times, they're not going to remember how encouraging you are, how your energy is enthusiastic, how your energy is contagious? They're going to want that positivity in their home, and they're going to be saying, yes, however you can get here, I'll even pay for your Greyhound bus. Come and live with me for a while until you get on your feet. That definitely would tell me a lot about you. Oh, I know I'm speaking. I know I'm telling the right thing. I know that I'm exposing some stuff. This is why I'm bringing awareness. You mean to tell me? I just don't understand it. You are a person of kind words, always lifting up people, but nobody wants to be bothered with you? That's kind of crazy.
Amen.
Usually people are magnetized to people who have a great spirit, encouraging. Somebody is going to want you in their home.
Amen.
Your acts are documented by God. There's so much more that I want to say. There's so much secrets of a champion, but I'm going to pause it right there. You got to keep your focus on doing the right thing. When you keep doing the right things, hear me well. When you keep doing the right things, the right people will enter your life.
Amen.
When you keep doing the right things, the right people will enter your life. When you keep doing the right things, when you keep doing the right things, the wrong people will disconnect from your life.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm just telling you the truth. That's why you have to be a person of assessment. You will never go far if you don't learn how to analyze, if you don't learn how to notice, if you don't learn how to observe. Because I'm telling you, it is the truth. If you are doing the right things, there's no way in the world that people who are connected to you, who are doing the wrong things, will last in your life. There's no room for them. You're not giving them any type of fuel, any encouragement. You all are opposite. There's nothing encouraging the other relationship. So this is why I look at people. When you say that that is your best friend, and that's a heavy word, best friend. When you tell me that that is your best friend, and I look at that best friend, and the Lord has shown me their heart, when I see their fruit, and I know that it does not line up with the righteousness of God, but yet you call them your best friend, I'm looking at you. Because I don't trust who you trust. What's inside of you that's encouraging the unrighteousness in that person for you to even call them your best friend? They are doing the exact opposite of what the Lord is calling you to do, but they're your best friend. That's how I know. That's how I know that when you do the right things, the wrong people will disconnect. You may love that person, but there's no way in the world you two can walk together because you don't agree. So when you tell me you've been in ministry for some odd years and that's been your best friend for some odd years, that's letting me know that somebody is not doing the right thing all the time, because somewhere you're doing something wrong that encourages that bad mix-up of that friend that you call your ace coon boom.
Amen.
When you begin to really dissect your relations, I'm telling you, a lot of the drama, a lot of the heartache that you experience time and time after time, it will drop by the wayside. You will begin to experience peace, and you will begin to walk because you have no distractions around you. You will begin to walk in the utmost integrity in your assignment. It won't be cloudy anymore. You will have precision. You will have clarity. You will be able to understand the purpose to the very detail, the very niche, the very demographic of what God has called you to do. The reason why some people can't even sit down long enough to identify the even demographic that they're called to, identify the even niche that God has called you to, is because you're too distracted with too many other things. You have relationships that don't even need to be connected with you. You are a person that's not even adhering to mentors who can even help you and train you and elevate you, who can even stop you from making that dangerous mistake that's going to set you back 2 years, because they're giving you strategy to overcome that temptation. This is how I know people are not that serious about being a champion, because it's little small steps that you can take every day that'll make you successful, an uncommon achiever. But every day we miss those steps. We trip over ourselves. We succumb to our flesh. We hide from our mentors. We hide from God. We don't want to be honest in God's presence. We don't even come to God's presence. We don't even consult the Holy Spirit. We just do what we want to do, what feels good to us, and we find some little scripture that bends and supports our little evil and wicked and passive behavior. But if you're serious about this, if you're serious about becoming a champion, when you keep doing things right, when you keep doing the right things, the news will get around. People will begin to notice you, just like Boaz noticed Ruth, just like bosses and supervisors, they notice you, just like coworkers will notice your good ethics. News gets around. Hey, have you considered so-and-so? Every time I look up, they're on point. Every time I look up, they're prepared. Every time I talk to them, nothing but good strategy. They tell it like it is, but it's in love. I love it. Have you considered? News gets around about your endurance. When you keep doing the right things, promotion is guaranteed. I repeat that.
Amen.
When you keep doing, not when you did the right thing, that's not a one-time and moment span. Not when you did the right thing. I said when you keep doing continually, when you keep doing the right things, guess what? Promotion is guaranteed. That's a promise. That's in God's word.
Come on, amen.
So if that's in God's word, because he said, I'm a reward of those that diligently seek me. He said that he's going to definitely do exceedingly abundantly all that you could ever get. I mean, there's so many promises where he rewards you and gives you promotion for being good and continually doing well. So you mean to tell me if you've not experienced promotion, if you've not experienced any type of upgrade, and it's been years and years, then this speaks volumes of what you may not be doing in your life, which is doing the right thing. There's something that has been broken in your life, because my word tells me that you're guaranteed a promotion. So that means if you don't have a promotion, that ain't because, oh, the devil been fighting me hard. No, what did I tell you? I said your greatest enemy isn't Satan, it's your ignorance.
That's right.
There's something that you're not caring to gain wisdom on so that you can correct an erroneous decision that will keep you definitely from being in that staggered place but propel you. Because my word tells me, and there's many scriptures I can tell you, that if you keep doing the right things, promotion is guaranteed. And my word tells me that he's not a man that should lie, nor the son of man that needs to repent. If he say he'll do it, he'll do it. His word doesn't return back void. So you can't tell me you're doing the right things and you haven't received promotion, because now you're calling my God a liar.
My God. Amen, yes.
And if you're saying that my God is a liar, then I got a problem with you.
Amen.
Because you're not going to call who I worship and who goes to bat for me, who is a man of integrity, who is the God of our gods, the kings of our kings. He's a liar. Really?
Amen there.
Everything's wrong in the universe but you. You're doing everything right, so it must be everything else that's wrong. You got to watch those people. Call them out. That's pride. It makes them blind. If I read the word and he promised me a certain thing, that means if I'm not receiving it, I need to go back to the drawing board. I need to see what am I not doing, what part of the equation am I not following to equal the expected harvest. There's an equation to everything that you want to receive. We even talked on one of the equations. We have many more. S plus S plus S equals P. If you caught our Periscope or Facebook Live, I'm not going to even go into that. There's certain equations that you live by that will give you literally your harvest. Financial breakthrough, there's an equation for that. Healing, there's an equation for that. Promotion, there's an equation for that. Birthing out in the spirit, new gifts, there's an equation for that. Tapping into new revelation. You know, Jeremiah 33:3, call upon me and I will answer thee and show you great and mighty things. There's things that you don't even understand that God wants to reveal to you. There's an equation for that. Woo! I love it.
Great teaching.
Love it. You know why I love it, Apostle Andrew? You know why I love it, General Andrew? Because what I'm teaching is right.
Amen.
I may not hear a lot of amens and yes ma'ams and all of this, but I know I don't need anybody saying anything because I know what I'm teaching
right.
is right.
Amen.
Almost 30 people on the line, and only one or two are muted. So what's your excuse?
Come on, woman of God.
It must be hitting home. Yeah. It must be exposing some of the whorish ways of yourself, some of the lazy ways of yourself. I must be calling out some sins in your life. I must be shining a flashlight on some of the flaws in your character.
Yes, yes.
My, my, my.
Because I do know, when somebody's shining a light on your unrighteousness, it's hard to lift up your eyes and say amen. So you listen, because you know you need it. So you stay on the line and you just listen. Because it's beating you up on the inside. It's bringing you to conviction, repentance, because you recognize you're failing.
Yes.
God has destined for us to be champions, but you got to understand, just because you want to be a champion, don't make you a champion. You have to go through the process.
Many years. Amen.
That's it.
Woo!
Takes many years.
Andrew, Heavenly Father, I thank you for the opportunity to talk to your people about the secrets of the campaign. I thank you for the opportunity to be able to share the things that you've given my husband and I, the things that you've even taught us through our mentors. I thank you, Heavenly Father, for showing us our ways, our shortcomings, Lord, for showing us our flaws, showing us our crooked and evil ways that we didn't even think no one knew about. Lord, thank you for exposing to our own self how we need to come up, how we need to be promoted in our thinking, how we need to be transformed and renewed in our spirit and our mind. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for letting us know that it just takes small steps every single day to get to the point where we can be a champion and we can be an uncommon achiever. Teach us, Lord, how to notice our surroundings. Teach us, Lord, how to observe human relations. Teach us, Lord, how to analyze the secrets of other uncommon achievers. Teach us, Lord, how to get busy, just like Ruth, to be diligent and hardworking. Teach us, Lord, how to get busy doing things for you and not allowing distractions to cloud our judgment, to cloud our clarity, to cloud our precision of our mark for our assignment. Heavenly Father, we repent and we confess right now all unrighteousness, all of the lazy times that you've called us into prayer, called us into fasting, all of the times you told us to make a diligent decision, but we succumbed to our flesh and did what was most comfortable to stay in our comfort zone. Lord, forgive us for that, Lord. And Lord, we even ask that you would give us Holy Ghost boldness because we recognize to be a true champion is not popular. To be a true champion is not popular. It is not accepted in our family. It's not accepted usually in our atmosphere. But we are, Lord, go-getters. We are leaders, uncommon achievers. Champions are leaders, and leaders are often or face opposition. So teach us, Lord, and give us Holy Ghost boldness to stand even in the face of adversity, because to be a true champion is to be in your likeness and your image. To be a true champion is to bring forth, hallelujah, deliverance from those who are even under us and looking at us as examples. God, I thank you for this opportunity to share what is on your heart, for this truly is an empowering word. This truly is bringing forth strategy to everyday living. This truly can be applied to our relationships, our careers. This truly can be applied to our endeavors, our dreams, our goals. It doesn't matter how small, it doesn't matter how large, but it can be applied to every area of our life, in losing weight and getting healthy. It can be applied in whatever it is, God, that we need help in, to be a champion, to be a champion in that area. We thank you, God. And, Lord, we're not just hearers of your word, but most importantly, as you've commanded, we should be doers. So let us execute even today the strategies and secrets of the champions in Jesus' name. Let all of God's people say amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Great word.
Woo, hallelujah.
Great.
General Andrew, do you have any words? Hallelujah. Let's say amen. As General Andrew
amen.
Does come with words and he greets you in the name of Jesus. Let's say amen as he comes forward.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. People of God, say a big hallelujah one more time for that word that we just heard.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't want to preach. He just preached a powerful word. I just want to say awesome word, and I do pray over my wife. Lord, I thank you for the word that she delivered. We decree and declare, Lord, as she poured out, you pour back into her. I speak right now the power of God, the power of reservation, the power of energy and strength, supernatural virtue, be poured back into her in the name of Jesus. Lord, protect her and stop any backlash and any retaliation for this word in Jesus Christ's name. Let all God's people say amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. People of God, I love you guys so much. That was a powerful word, becoming a champion, being a champion. I want to encourage each and every one of you all to be champions for Christ. And I'm going to tell you something. King David was considered a champion, not necessarily because he was able to defeat Goliath. We all know that he was a champion because of that. But he was a champion because why? He was a man after God's own heart.
Amen.
That's what truly makes us champions today, being a man after God's own heart. I want to encourage each and every one of you under the sound of my voice, be people after God's own heart. This is prophecy, and then I'm done. There are some things that's coming to this earth. Hear me real good. Even, and I'm going to say this too, even in 21 days, watch this. Write this down, y'all. Write it down so you will be like General said it. I said it. God is always speaking to me because I'm always fasting and praying and in his face. And this is what he just spoke to me now. Even in 21 days, you're going to see some things that take place in the news that's going to blow your mind.
Amen.
There are some things that's coming to this earth. If you are not a champion, if you are not a person after God's own heart, then you won't last in this end time. I want to encourage each and every one of you all to be champions for God, champions for him and his love, champions for him and his wisdom, champions for him and his pursuit. Chase after him like never before. Chase after him more than the car, more than the house, more than the money. In this hour we live in, chase after God and become a champion in Jesus' name. I love you guys so very much. We're about to get ready to travel out of town to Louisiana. If you guys are going to be in that area, please come out to the Miracle Crusade and meet us. Meet us in Louisiana. Blind eyes are going to open up. People are going to be healed of cancer. HIV is going to come out of people's body. People that have canes and wheelchairs are going to walk. Many miracles are going to take place in Louisiana. Meet us there, people of God, and your life would never to be the same. I also want to encourage you to go sow into this word on today. Go to the website at www.kci.world, and you can sow your seed into the glory even right now. I love you guys very much, and this has been an awesome, awesome day in the Lord. I'll turn it over now.
We know this word has supernaturally empowered you for this week. Now is the time to place your angels on an assignment. Yes, your angels. It is time to take authority and now decree what you want to manifest for you and your family on this week. Plant your seed in supernatural fertile ground today.
And you activate this word and make it supernaturally manifest by sowing your money seeds. The more you sow, the more miracles will begin to flow into your hands. Your palms will be filled up with overflow by visiting our website at www.kci.world.
That's www.kci.world, not .org, not .com, for we are worldwide, where there is always something supernaturally happening. Again, that's www.kci.world. We are speaking life over you and your family, and we are excited about your now, your next, and your new season in Jesus' name. This has been your weekly word of supernatural empowerment from the Generals.